everybody. Welcome to today's micro show. I got a question for you. Are you tired of sort of the morning routine drama that's out there on the internet? I mean, it's fair. The phrase is win the morning, win the day. And yet some of these morning routines that I'm chalking up here are just, it's like, yeah, if you have 3.5 hours to do all that stuff, if you don't have, you know, work, kids, whatever the, you know, pets, any of the other things that many of us have in life. So that made me want to share with you what I'm doing right now, because I too became overwhelmed with all that stuff. I've put out some very popular videos in the past, and those, they still stand. I think they're very, very valuable. And yet I have found myself streamlining those. I still like that, the routines that are out there on the internet, specifically on my YouTube channel. And yet I truly only do those maybe to the letter of those, maybe once or twice a week, because like you, I'm busy. The mornings are often chaotic, trying to, you know, get up and get out of the house or whatever your thing is. Therefore, I wanted to tell you what I'm actually doing. I would say, again, 6 out of 7 days every week, and how I can do this really, really quickly and still start my day off on the front foot, because I believe deeply in this as a concept. So without messing around, I'm going to dive right into it. I've updated my morning routine to begin every day with meditation. Now, many of you know that I do transcendental meditation. This is not required, but I also pair this. This is my sort of one of the big revelations, is I pair this with a gratitude practice. And in order to shorten the time that it takes and still get what I think is like 90% of the benefit, is I combine a meditation with a visualization / gratitude practice. And I do this from bed. Now, if you are a TM expert or, you know, you're a professional psychologist, you might have some issues with this. But let me tell you, I wake up, I'm groggy, I roll around a little bit, I scoot myself up and sitting into an upright position. I can do this without waking up my dog, waking up my wife, and I carve out 15 minutes for myself in that state right there. I sit up, close my eyes, fold my hands on my lap, and I go into a very simple meditation. Now, to me, it is not important what kind of meditation you do. And I do not need to, I feel like in today's episode, do a treatise, an entire exhaustive list of the history and benefits of meditation. The facts are that meditation is one of the most, the lowest hanging fruit and the most valuable activities that you can do as a human being. I perform TM for about 15 minutes. Classic TM says 20. I'm telling you, I do a 15-minute practice. I set a little timer, or I peek out of one eye to look at the time elapsing on my clock, and it's almost to the minute. I can look at it, and it's like it says 15 minutes and 20 seconds or 14 minutes and whatever. The point is that it's quick and it's easy because I'm still in bed. And if you have kids or you can, everyone can afford to get up, again, 15 or 20 minutes earlier. What I then do is I kick into a gratitude and a visualization practice. The gratitude practice is very simple. I name three very specific things that I am grateful for. And by an example would be, I'm so grateful for the way in which I'm allowed to, in this life, walk and get coffee with my dog and my wife every morning. It is just an absolute treat. And I cherish that time walking, smelling the fresh air, whatever the thing is. And I'm giving you this example because I want it to be very specific. And I do that for three things. I tend to direct at least one of those three as gratitude for something that is very external, a person in my life. And I feel like I'm trying to, at the same time I'm saying I'm grateful for them, I try and send them messages of love and connection and respect, admiration, and it feels really, really good. Again, that's just a couple of minutes, right? How long does it take you to conjure up three things that you're grateful for? I then segue into visualizing. I have a couple, you know, big goals and or dreams that I'm working toward at any given time, and I will spend, I would say, 1 minute getting close emotionally, conceptually, what it feels like in my body to have achieved that thing, to have reached that goal, to have tapped into that person, space, place, thing that I want to be or become. Also very, very quick. And that's it. That's my sort of the morning in bed routine. I then bounce out of bed and I go to one of two paths. And at least one of these paths will likely be available to you. I will reveal both of these paths. I choose one and you can, I'm guessing, choose at least one. And if you have the option to do a second one based on either time or availability of these things, then you can, you know, do it as you see fit. But what I do is I go get in, I have a hot tub and a cold plunge, and I go walk downstairs. The dog comes with me, walks downstairs, goes outside. I get in that hot tub for essentially 3 to 5 minutes, and then I get in that cold plunge for 2 minutes, maybe three. And if you do not have those things, which I realize that most listeners or watchers will not have those things, I also confess that a lot of mornings I try and shower in the day and in the evening before. If I do not, I occasionally will shower in the morning. And in that case, I take a hot shower. And then the last 2 minutes of that shower, I crank that thing to full cold. And the last couple minutes of my shower are ice cold. And I get, I would say, like 80% benefit of the way I feel after a cold plunge. This is available to most of you who have a shower or a bath. Big fan of that. There's all kinds of research. You know that I'm a huge advocate of plunging. Don't need to talk about that. I'm just telling you what I'm doing and that this is fast. So let's fast forward to I've, you know, meditated, gratitude practice, visualized and showered within, you know, again, 15 or 20 minutes of that was in bed. So no extra time required. Most of us shower in the morning. And so that replaces essentially the shower time for me, the cold plunge and or shower. And then, all right, this is no extra time. There's only three other things I want to put on your list for today, for this particular micro show. And then today I would say what I do next is I get outside, move my body, get light into my eyes. Science is pretty clear. Light in the morning is really good and valuable for your circadian rhythm and, you know, 20 other functions. It also happens to serve as a really valuable thing because I get to take my dog for some exercise. Now, this is not me. I'm not, you know, doing a crazy workout. I'm not running 5 miles. I'm not trying to push myself. I am walking, ideally with my wife and my dog, as I mentioned, as a specific example of visualizing. I get out and I go for like a 20-minute walk. This is me being outside 20 minutes. I actually work in, there's a coffee shop on my way. I walk up to the coffee shop, get the coffee, walk the dog, do the thing, come back. And in a matter of 15 to 20 minutes, I have checked major, major, like light, fresh air, moving my body, and I can't overstate how valuable that is to me. Two other things. One, I then eat breakfast. I will confess that there's a couple days a week I usually do an intermittent fast, and I don't eat until noon or 12:30. But most days, and in most cases, my body is happiest when I get breakfast. The way I think about breakfast is try and just eat as much protein as possible. And the reason, scientific and otherwise, for me is very, very clear. When I eat protein and when I have something that is filling, and by that I do not mean cereal, I do not mean oatmeal. I mean, there's all kinds of research that it's emerging that if you have oatmeal, you're going to eat something like 31 or 41% more calories for the day. Gets you off in a weird blood sugar cycle and does a handful of things. So I'm an advocate. This is a little bit of Tim Ferriss's 30 grams of protein within 30 minutes of waking. Although I confess that this is usually somewhere like within the first hour. It's not within 30 minutes. But what I like to do is I like to chuck, if there's some leftover protein in the fridge from dinner the night before, 3 eggs. You can really cook that meal in probably under 5 minutes. And I recognize in this case, you might be taking care of other people in your family. And I try and do the same. I try and make breakfast for Kate, or sometimes Kate does this, you know, she occupies this role and makes us. But what we're aligned on is that is a protein heavy meal, and that gets us out the door. I mean, really simplified, right? This in a thing that if you read about it on the internet can take people 2 hours. I got to do this. And then I meditate for 40 minutes. And then I, you know, do yoga for 20 minutes. And then I take a shower, and then I do a cold plunge. And then I, like, my goal with sharing this with you all is that is essentially four things: meditation, visualization, gratitude. I bunch those into one package, shower and or plunge, get outside and move, and then get a minimum of 30 grams of protein, sometimes more, and some supplements that I take within that hour. That is a power package of what I do, I would say 6 times per week, with the 7th being something that is a little more luxurious. I will go hot, cold in the morning, or, you know, some other variations that I will get 20 plus minutes of meditation. I will do a longer visualization, et cetera. What that sets me up for is tackling the most important thing first. And whenever I do whatever, whether I go upstairs and lock myself in the office or go down to the studio, depends on what my activities of the day are going to be. And I still do love to be set up to tackle my most important thing. So whatever you tackle first thing in the morning, just know that these 4 things, I believe, are going to set you up for success in a way that is not completely unrealistic. Let's just throw some spanners in our wheels here for a second. Let's say you got kids. Hey, look, do you normally clean yourself before you go outside? Yeah, you brush your teeth, you probably take a shower. So that's not a new thing. The new might be adding meditation, visualization, gratitude. Get up 20 minutes earlier, 15 minutes earlier, sit up in bed. You can do this quietly. The family's not waking up. You can take care of your business. That getting outside and moving, I agree, it could be difficult if you have kids and you have to get them dressed or whatever the thing is. And yet I do find it valuable if you co-parent and you can take turns doing this or whatever. Outside and moving is really valuable, getting light into the eyes. And then it's a no-brainer to start with some good food. Our body runs on food. Who knew? Who knew? All right. I hope that has helped. This is a short micro show today, letting you know how I have adapted that morning routine to, again, I do believe winning the morning helps you win the day. If you've got ideas on this or things that you feel like where I'm not getting this right, or you got some other ideas, I'd love to hear from you. You know how to get a hold of me. I'm on the internet at Chase Jarvis, pretty much everywhere. And if you are a member of my text community, then you know that's another way to get a hold of me. If you are not a part of that yet, it's pretty easy. All you do is send a text to the following number, 206-309-5177. And that's my thumbs getting back at you. There'll be one automated response, and then it's me. So if you got questions, other ideas, things that I should be considering for the morning routine, I'm all ears, and I'm happy to chat with you, answer any questions. All right. I hope you have an amazing day and maybe experiment with this morning routine tomorrow. No time like the present. All right. Hey, before you go, thanks so much for listening. And if you got value from this show, chances are your community will too, right? In the particular lies the universal. Please share this link to the show with a friend or mention the show on social. That is a huge benefit for us in hopefully in exchange for providing value to you. I want you to know that I really appreciate your time, the attention, anything that you give to the show, and the questions that you ask our guests, either on social media or through my text community. All of that is pure gold. This community, like any community, is a testament to that old phrase, a rising tide floats all boats. And by elevating one another, by sharing and resharing this show, the tidbits that you learn and the experiences you take away, all of that has a collective, massive, positive impact on the world. So, just a quick thank you. I appreciate all the effort you put into sharing for this show. All right, that's a wrap. Let's put today's episode into practice and get back to growing together.